There are now two new clinical trials happening through Nuvance Health, and enrollment is open for people who are interested in taking part. One looks at prostate cancer, the other, breast cancer. Joining us now to talk about these trials, Dr. Philip Gilbo, who is the Chief of Radiation Oncology at Norwalk Hospital, to explain the prostate cancer trial, and Dr. Christine Chin, who is a radiation oncologist at Norwalk Hospital, to talk about the breast cancer trial. Welcome both of you to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain this to us.
Thanks so much for having us, Melissa. It's a pleasure to be on the show. We're really excited about these two trials for our prostate and breast cancer patients.
Yes, so we have these two trials open. They're actually both similar in the sense that they are both trying to personalize and further tailor cancer care for our patients. They are both using well-established and validated genomic tests to analyze the activity of genes within the tumor itself. And so if we look at the activity and profile of these genes, it reflects the behavior of the tumor and tells us how aggressive this tumor may be and how likely it may recur.
So, you know, for example, in prostate cancer, we have different subtypes, and one of those is called unfavorable intermediate risk, and that's for who this prostate trial is for. So one of the standards of care right now for these patients is to get radiation with several months of a hormone therapy, which affects the patient's testosterone level. And while this treatment gives us some really great outcomes, we know that for many patients, this may be too much, and for some patients, it may be not enough. So in the prostate trial, we run a genetic test on the tumor that tells us if it looks like it is low risk or if it is high risk. If it's low risk, we think that maybe a patient doesn't need hormone therapy, and they're randomized to either getting the current standard of care, which is radiation plus 6 months of hormone therapy, or they just get radiation alone. And if the genetic risk is high, then we think that the standard may have some room for improvement, and so they are randomized to either the standard of care or they get the standard with an extra dose of the hormone therapy.
Wow. Okay, so there was a lot in what you both just said, and so I want to break down a couple of things. First of all, Dr. Chen, I want to come to you first. You said these are genomic tests. I'm not a doctor, but I think you explained it very nicely and really the purpose of it. And I could hear that you were saying, you know, we could really see how aggressive the cancer could be. So what does this test entail? Is this just drawing blood?
Yeah, so, and this is different than, you know, an individual's genetic testing that usually takes a patient's, you know, sample of blood and tests their somatic genes or germline genes. But this is actually looking at the tumor itself. So, you know, for example, for the breast cancer trial, we're taking the tissue from the tumor itself from the time of surgery, and we're sending that for some profiling. Specifically, the test that we use is the Oncotype, and that is a panel, I think, of 21 genes, and pretty much we're looking at the expression of those genes and the activity within the tumor itself.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, and coming back to you, Dr. Gilbo, this is really going to determine sort of what are the next steps. How do we attack this cancer, correct? That's what I'm understanding?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So in a similar fashion, you know, patients, you know, they don't need any extra biopsies. They don't need any extra, you know, sort of blood draws. We take the tissue from the, you know, typically a prostate biopsy, and we run the genetic test. So in that trial, it's really to help us determine the intensity of the therapy. You know, it's the hope is over the next several years that we determine with these types of tests in breast and prostate cancer that we establish sort of the Goldilocks treatment for patients. You know, not too much, not too little.
I think this is really fascinating. We have Dr. Philip Gilbo here, Chief of Radiation Oncology at Norwalk Hospital, and Dr. Christine Chen, who is the radiation oncologist at Norwalk Hospital. And there is both a prostate cancer and breast cancer clinical trial going on right now, and enrollment is open. And we're going to talk about who would be an ideal candidate in just a second. The reason I find this really fascinating is I'm wondering if this is because these are some of the most common cancers. I mean, when you look at statistics, prostate cancer, according to the American Cancer Society, second leading cause of cancer deaths in American men behind only lung cancer. And then obviously, you know, no real surprise here, breast cancer, the most common cancer in women in the United States, accounting for about 30% of all new female cancers each year. Is it ironic, or is it because it's such a prevalent cancer in our society that these two trials are happening at the same time? I just find that really interesting that we're attacking, you know, the leading cancer for women and one of the leading cancers for men at the same time.
Yeah, I think in general, we are trying to be more nuanced with our care of cancer patients. And so, you know, the use of genomic tests has definitely increased over the past decade or so. We're using this to tailor all cancer therapies, including chemotherapy and now radiation. So these ongoing trials are kind of very parallel and just reflective of where this field is headed.
Yeah, absolutely. I can agree with that. And the other thing, too, before we talk about the ideal candidate for these clinical trials. So once you have the test done, Dr. Gilbo, I'm not sure if this is more a question that would follow up something you were saying. You figure out, again, what is the best treatment option. And you were saying kind of finding the gold standard of how we attack cancers going forward. I am surprised, like, to me, a genomic test sounds a lot like some of the other tests that we have done, you know, like a genetic testing, something like that. Why now, I guess, are we doing clinical trials on this? And once you get the test results, is basically the clinical trial to see, okay, your test showed that this isn't an aggressive cancer, so we're going to attack it this way. And if the results end up being great because you attacked it the way the test, you know, sort of made you want to, I guess, handle it. I'm not really making sense how I'm saying this, but I guess why do this now? And once you have these tests done, is the clinical trial really seeing if the plan of attack is working and should become the gold standard?
Melissa, I think you're actually hitting the nail on the head. So that's exactly right. The idea behind these tests is that we know that, you know, to the best of our ability, up to this point, we've been able to look under the microscope. We've been able to look at CT scans and MRI scans and mammograms and get an idea about these tumors and sort of look at how they spread, and that gives us an idea of the aggressiveness. But we know that we're missing a lot. We need to go even deeper, even smaller, down to the molecular level. And so there's been a huge push, especially in the past decade, to develop these molecular markers, these DNA tests looking at genes that could be associated with the behavior of the tumors. And so now that we have these, they are validated, but the next step in validation is to actually use them to make real-time clinical decisions. And so while we say, you know, I look at a trial like this and, you know, the genetic test is telling me low risk or high risk, you know, I believe this is, you know, this is where we're at. All the evidence we have up to this point tells us this is where we're at, but we're at the pivot point where we are seeing if this test is, you know, truly correct as we think it is. And so can we really make, you know, the active clinical decisions, you know, nationally with a test like this? And so the belief is that, yes, we can. And so we're kind of using that to help make real clinical decisions to personalize care.
I understand. So really, the clinical trial here is you have this test done, and is this the best navigator tool to decide what is the best plan of attack to take on that type of cancer?
Yeah, we have, you know, it's almost a little twofer. There's the test itself, which has been validated, you know, before, and so it's not necessarily, you know, that we question the test's, you know, efficacy or accuracy. It's that we trust the test and we really want to bring it to the next level to help us personalize that care.
We are chatting with Dr. Philip Gilbo as well as Dr. Christine Chen, who is with they're both with Norwalk Hospital. Dr. Gilbo, Chief of Radiation Oncology, as well as Dr. Chen, who is a radiation oncologist, and both with Norwalk Hospital. We're talking about these two clinical trials, and right now they are looking for candidates to be enrolled in the trials, again, at Norwalk Hospital, and it's focusing on prostate cancer and breast cancer. And both doctors have done such a great job of helping us to understand. It can get complicated if you're not a doctor understanding the medical field, but I understand exactly what you're talking about and the importance of these genomic tests and what this can do for kind of the plan of attack. How do we proceed? What are the clinical procedures that will best attack types of breast or prostate cancers in individuals? So let's talk about the participants. Who are you looking for? Who would be an ideal candidate in these trials?
Yeah. Melissa, I'll start with the breast cancer trial. So the name of the trial is TAILOR-RT, which is quite perfect for this. So it is a trial for early stage breast cancer. So patients with estrogen positive, HER2 negative breast cancers, and this is actually the most common and favorable subtype of breast cancer. So if women undergo surgery, it can be either a lumpectomy or a mastectomy. But if they're found to have a low volume lymph node involvement at the time of surgery, and we usually define that as just having 1 to 3 lymph nodes involved with cancer, we can send this genomic test. And our test is called the Oncotype test. And if they have a low risk result, then they are eligible to enroll on this trial. Okay, and so pretty much the trial would randomize them potentially to omission of radiation to the regional lymph nodes and just treating the breast alone. And this is, you know, this is quite practice changing because the standard right now is to offer radiation to the breast and the regional lymph nodes if there is any lymph node involvement. And so this genomic test is going to help us potentially de-escalate for the appropriate women. And in terms of the patient's, you know, side effects and quality of life, this is a game changer because when we treat the lymph nodes surrounding the breast, there is just more radiation dose that goes to the heart and lungs. There's also in the long term the risk of something called lymphedema, which is pretty much some increased risk of upper arm swelling just from disruption of the lymphatics in the arm.
Okay. All right. So that's for the breast cancer candidate. So we're talking more early stages. What about for prostate cancer participants?
Yeah. So for prostate cancer, you know, this trial is specifically for the group of men that have what's called unfavorable intermediate risk prostate cancer, which, you know, if you're someone out there with prostate cancer, your urologist or radiation oncologist will help you figure this out. But it's kind of for prostate cancers that, you know, have not left the prostate yet. They're still contained within that organ, and there's no lymph node involvement. And your PSA is not too high, okay? But the specific risk group, you know, you can speak with your physician about it. But if you're in unfavorable intermediate risk, and that's where this cancer is, then you're a candidate for this trial. And it's a trial that actually has a lot of options. So if the, you know, if the genetic risk is low, then there's kind of a de-escalation trial where you're either going to be randomized to receiving the standard of care, which is 6 months of something called hormone therapy, which, you know, takes away a man's testosterone, which we use in prostate cancer routinely, plus radiation therapy, or you're going to get radiation alone. And so the hope there is that you know, we think perhaps the radiation alone is all we need for these patients, and so that would decrease the number of side effects that they get. On the other hand, if the test comes back as high risk, you know, we think, well, this, you know, standard of care, 6 months hormone therapy plus radiation may not be enough, but we're not sure. So folks are going to get randomized to either that, or they get into an arm with an extra dose of another type of hormone therapy. So it's not any longer, it's still 6 months. It's just that you get another drug that's added on top of that. And so we view this as an intensification of therapy for those who need it.
Okay. I think that makes so much sense. And again, I will say Nuvance Health has done a really great job. Norwalk Hospital obviously done a really great job of also breaking down, if you want to understand this study that's happening right at the top of the page where if you're reading more about this on the Norwalk Hospital website, it talks about can gene risk based on the Decipher risk score inform what type of therapy treatment you should do for either prostate cancer or breast cancer. And so they are actively looking for participants right now. And I do see an email address here for both the breast cancer and prostate cancer clinical trials. They're the same. It's oncologyclinicaltrials@nuvancehealth.org. Again, oncologyclinicaltrials, all spelled out, at nuvancehealth.org. Is there another place people should go if they are interested in being a participant, or email's the best course of action?
Email is an excellent choice, although you can also call the Department of Radiation Oncology over at Norwalk Hospital, which actually I can give that number.
Please, that'd be great.
Yeah, 203-852-2000. 2719. Again, that was 203-852-2719. That'll get you directly connected to a Norwalk hospital. The hope is actually to continue opening enrollment for these trials across the entire Nuvance network. And I know that these trials are I think, quite popular now as even more folks across the state are working to open them up. So if patients want to see, you know, they say, well, I'm not here at Norwalk, where else can I go? If you go to clinicaltrials.gov and you look up either of these trials, the breast trial is the Taylor RT trial. The prostate trial is called NRG-GU-010.
Okay. And I just want to thank you both so much again for taking the time to explain this to us. I know it's probably very simple to obviously understand from the medical point of view. But for, you know, myself and many of our listeners, I just think you did such a great job of explaining these clinical trials. And this really could be very monumental. As you mentioned, Dr. Gilbo, this could really help us to find what the gold standard could be for course of action and how we can handle these horrible cancers that unfortunately are impacting more people than we would like to imagine, but they are some of the leading cancer killers in our nation. So I want to thank you both for the work that you are doing. Dr. Gilbo, Dr. Chen, thank you, and for sharing all of this on WICC.
Thanks so much for having us, Melissa.
Thanks for having us, Melissa. Take care.
Absolutely. Again, just want to reiterate Dr. Philip Gilbo, who is the chief of radiation oncology, and Dr. Christine Chin, a radiation oncologist, both at Norwalk Hospital. And if you are interested in enrolling in these new clinical trials, one for prostate cancer, the other for breast cancer patients, please be sure to email them. As I mentioned, it's the same email, oncologyclinicaltrials@nuvancehealth.org. And you can also find out more information online at nuvancehealth.org.